Case number 9513, Robert M. Janon and Diane O'Connell, northeast of Road 273, northeast of Orphan Lane, being lot 93 within Kensell Glen Development, a special exception for determination of use to retain a fence in a buffer zone. Name and address.
Diane O'Connell, 21 Corfin Lane, Rehoboth.
You swear testimony you're about to give, true correct knowledge?
Yes.
The exhibit that I, the packages of the exhibits that I incorporated in the first hearing, I'd also like to incorporate those same exhibits into this hearing, with the photographs and what have you, because actually those exhibits were produced for the second hearing. So they are for the Jerome O'Connell lot, and those are the, her photographs that show her fence before it came down, jutting through the Leland Cypress onto the small non-paved area of the road. And I don't know whether this survey is in that package or not, but it's a survey that shows at the time they bought the property, the existing fence that was located to the rear of the lot, the rear of the lot, the Lake Leland Cypress.
If that's, I think that should already be in the package. And again, Mrs. O'Connell, or Ms. O'Connell, you bought this lot at one time?
In October of 2002.
And at the time you bought it, did you observe the privacy fence in the back?
Yes, the privacy fence ran along the entire, all of the lots on our street.
And did you, were you told anything about whether that privacy fence was going to be removed or whether it would stay there, or did anybody discuss it with you at all?
No.
And you talked to realtors, and they didn't know about the provision in the RPC approval that said that that fence had to eventually come down.
That's correct.
And with respect to your particular fence that you ran back to that privacy fence before it was removed, did you have a building permit for that from the county?
Yes, we got a permit in March of 2005.
And nobody at the county raised the fact that placing a fence therein would be in some kind of violation of the buffer?
No, not until the week we put the fence in. The fence behind our property was taken down, and when we returned to our home in Annapolis, we had received a violation notice in the mail saying that we had to take the fence down.
And did they revise the rationale for the notice of violation?
I don't have it with me, but I believe they quoted a certain part of the code, and when we read the code, it really didn't apply to this. We didn't think it applied to the situation. And we didn't get this copy of this ordinance until our HOA mailed it to us.
And as far as the original placement of the fences, your HOA approved that?
Yes. We have a letter in the package.
And the HOA has no problem with you maintaining the area of your backyard that would be in the fenced, within the fenced area?
As far as I understand, they do not have a problem with the fence.
And with particularly with respect to your needs, is it strictly to define your private property areas?
It's to define the property, but also for security. This is not our primary home, and we were concerned that our rear yard opened to what we consider a public road. And there's also an issue. There are dogs that go into that rear area. We can sit on our sunroom on a Saturday morning, and there's a constant flow of people walking their dogs back there. Now, I can't say that they come from Silverview. I don't know, but there is a constant flow of people that do walk their dogs back there. They don't come past the trees, but we believe we own the property behind the trees, and they come behind the trees and, you know, back in the trees. Do they come up to our house? No.
So you're willing to acquiesce to whoever's using the
I'm looking at the photograph. Who's ever using the green area before the Leland or the Leland Cypress, that although that's part of your yard, you don't have any objection to them coming into that portion of your yard, but you do want a demarcation of where your private property is.
That's correct.
And your proposed demarcation would be erecting a fence between the double rows of Leland Cypress.
That's correct.
And you heard the testimony in the earlier hearing in my explanation. Do you concur with what the Rutherford said by and large?
Yes, the only thing I will say is that I can't say that we would not have bought our house had we known the fence was going to come down. We don't have children. We're not in their situation, but we did believe that it was reasonable. We got the reasonable approvals to get the fence, and, we wouldn't have put the fence up, obviously. We spent $3,000 on the fence. We believe that because we had the permit and the HOA approval, and there was already a fence on the property when we bought it, that it was okay to put a fence there.
One other thing. When you received the notice of violation, you did, in fact, remove your existing fence. Is that correct?
We removed most of it. There are some pieces up, but we got several notices, and we took the fence down. It no longer sticks through the trees. It doesn't come out through the trees.
And what is the depth of your backyard if you take the 50-foot buffer easement away?
I believe it's only a few feet from behind our porch. I believe we were only able to keep up maybe one or two pieces of fence coming back from the back of our house. So substantially, the buffer is our backyard. I think you can see it on this plan. It goes almost up to our garage.
And with respect to trying to enclose your front yard, that's not where people normally...
That's correct. I believe the HOA does not allow you to put a fence in your front yard.
And as far as how most homeowners utilize their property, their backyard is their usable yard, with the front yard being the focal point for the house.
That's correct.
I mean, you when you barbecue in the back, not in the front.
That's right.
Yeah, I have nothing further. But we do incorporate all my opening statements from the Rutherford hearing into this hearing, and all other comments that we've made are incorporated into both hearings.
Thank you. Do you have any questions?
Just one quick question. When you bought the property in October of 2002?
That's right.
The salt tree fence was still erected there?
Yeah, it was a wooden, probably 6-foot fence or so, and it was shown here. It's called privacy fence.
How long before that do you know that the golf course ceased to exist?
I think there is still part of a golf course there.
But this is in the Kinsale Glen section.
Yeah.
The golf course probably probably took Kinsale Glen from the date of first approval until we got into construction. It was probably a 2-year process in converting from golf course to residential, because I'm just recalling this because because of the golf course, it caused a substantial cut and fill problem that wasn't anticipated, because when they laid the golf course, it changed the engineering of the land, so that when we try to put roads in on what was a golf course with all kinds of drainage problems, it was a real nightmare.
Let me ask you this: was Mrs. O'Connell's phase of the development in the latter stages of the development?
Again, the fence wasn't removed until 2005, and so she bought in 2002. I can't recall when our first lot sale was, but it was probably in the
I can't guess. But I know the fence was removed in 2005, was when this problem came up, and I know her lot was sold there earlier, and I would.
The fence was removed a few days after we put our fence up.
And I dated that declaration of grants of easements after the initial settlements, because the issue was raised, and we dated that June of 2003. So that was to try to clarify the issue, but apparently it didn't serve its intended purpose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Two.
Two. Two in opposition.
Yeah. You should probably make a formal proffer, some one member, to adopt the testimony from the previous hearing into the current hearing, so you don't have to repeat everything a second time.
Oh, okay.
So moving. Okay.
I don't have to swear you in again. You just state.
Oh, yeah.
You
have
to be sworn in. You have been sworn in once you appear.
Okay. Just state your name for the record.
Yeah, James Truitt, 123 Kingsbridge Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. President, Silverview Farm Incorporated. So you just incorporate everything we said before for this one, and I would add a couple things. that area where those Lelands are now, for you those went there, there's grass being cut in yards and I guess leaves that come and whatever being dumped in those Lelands. So you go there and you see piles of stuff in that. That's a problem that I have to talk to the homeowners are doing that. So I have to go to JJ or the board, since they maintain that, and tell them to take care of it. If you put fences in there, then there's going to be a big squabble as to, oh, well, we got a fence in here. You can't tell us to the homeowner association to do anything. We've got that approved. Another thing I've just thought up with, I've been in a big court case for 4 years in Silverview Farm with the Attorney General's office that's come down to a finished deal, and I had some people testify that I misrepresented my community, my recreation area that was done in the same time when you had to put in a recreation area for a manufactured home community. And they said that they didn't know it was a recreation area, and it was on the print. That print I gave you, we give to everybody. Well, on that print that we give everybody, that buffer is shown there. So I am potentially open for a misrepresentation. That buffer's there, that's the way that buffer's supposed to be, and, you know, that's it. It's got to be stay that way. So that's something we could get into. You understand? Everybody looks a little baffled what I'm saying. Does anybody not understand it?
I understand.
So they said. So then, when it went up to the judge in Chancery Court, he told them, be down here in a week and put the names all signed in, or that's considered a recreation area. He said, I consider it that way, but how many people have seen it? So when people come in there, they know that's been the buffer, just like it's been the buffer on the other three sides. Because they get a copy of that, just what you have. And they also get the rules and regulations, which say no trespassing over there. And that is posted in the back, no trespassing, by back where the pumps are. We've had that posted. And also, I carry a letter in the truck. If I see anybody, that would be my people, if they do cross the line or whatever they do. But I've never really handed out but two letters. You were talking about how long that fence was up. The vegetation plan was approved in 10 of 01. If you look at that, it was put up after that. It was taken down in July of 05. And when I look at this print here, what I hadn't really, I forgot about, I looked at, if this print here is what she got, and that says privacy fence, that's a misrepresentation by the principals in Kinsale Glen that sold that. That's also they, in other words, in their deed. Now, this is another thing you may want to check up, because I don't know if John was the lawyer there or who did it, was aware of it, but everybody looks at this. What did those people's deeds say? Did those people's deeds say that they own back there, can build back there, and whatever? And was that a legal mistake? Was that legal incompetence? What was that? See, there could be some problems here. Right now, it's in this ordinance and spells it right out from the county. So you got some possible repercussions there that I could see coming up, and they're big, which might make me have come back to sue the county.
So what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that was misrepresented. I could be charged by my residents for misrepresenting, and they could too, those principals over there. I mean, they've got a case. They've got a case against those principals. They're trying to do this another way so this doesn't come up. I'm sure all four of you gentlemen understand that. This is a big deal. So I just want to let you know that that's, you know, when you get to the AG's office and all that and you misrepresent something, let me tell you, they may represent them, and if they go to the AG's office, they're going to have to pay all those people so much money for the land they can't use, unless, we don't know, I'm not privy to that, I guess you gentlemen could be, but what does it say in the deed? If it doesn't say in the deed what the ordinance says, what has there been? Poor work. Poor legal work, whoever did it. Poor legal work. So that's something you really need to, you know, I mean, I live with this stuff. I spend $80,000-$90,000 a year in the work I'm in with lawyers. I spend a lot of money every year. That's what it takes for people to get along and live. And then we have the same thing over at a country club where I am. You know, we got a kitty over there of $100,000. People just want to violate stuff, build here, build there, and they try to cover it by coming into here. And then when the people, you know, we have enough money and we don't want them to do something, you know, we just take it right on up. But it happens everywhere. Silverview Farm, Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club, Kinsale Glen, we'll have it eventually. Kings Creek has it. I play golf with all those guys. You wouldn't believe what's going on. There's a lot of internal struggle because people want to do what they want to do today. So, and then it gets up in the AG's office, and you got Jane Brady, now you got Carl Danberg, and then you got a new one coming in. I've been tied up in this one case over that for 4 years at $300 an hour. Adds up real quick.
Sir, can I ask you a question? You say we're dumping leaves and stuff in between the trees?
Mm-hmm. That would be the homeowners, not my people.
Can you guarantee they're not your people doing that too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know for a fact.
I know a fact. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got pictures of that?
The dumping? No, you just have to go there and you'll see it.
No. You got pictures?
No, none.
Okay.
So. I mean, but you knew for a fact nobody in your have never put anything over there before.
No.
Nobody.
No, they don't. They don't. You may say, well, I don't know what's going on. Ride that community and look at it any day you want to. And let me tell you, it looks as good as any stick-built community you'll go in. It's clean. It's neat. It's trimmed. It's right there. In fact, Bob Stickles told me it was the best park he's ever been in Sussex County.
I'll be out there.
Go look at it. Well, somebody's been out there and looked at it, they said, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've been there?
Many times.
What'd you think of it?
I'll reserve my opinion till later. I don't want
to. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Other members here, so to okay. Make an opinion that would be wrong with these other
members. Well, it's first class. You know that.
Yeah, but I can't say that, you know, on record. In case you've been heard, if it's been a public record, I could say it, but I don't know if it's been my decision.
So there's some of the things that I wanted to add on there. I'll tell you, when I hand a plat to my people, saying that's what we have, and you know I'm wide open when somebody wants to do it, or my tenants association, then you get those boys in it. It's a mess, and they go to they get free lawyers. They got the AG's office and legal aid. They don't have to pay for one, but we have to run it. We have to go get it. So that's the way the system works today. It's tough to make a buck. It's tough to keep your property. And I've been through on that property right there. I've been through a lot of things.
Okay.
with a campground, with a Harmon, you know, it's it really needs to be left the way it is. And I would really, you know, I don't have the privy to do it. I'd like to know how the deeds are. John may know. Yeah, I mean, he may know how they are. I'm just saying it doesn't change me at all. But if the people were, you know, were misguided, I'll tell the people right here. I know what I'd do. I'd go to the Attorney General's Office of State of Delaware Consumer Affairs, and I think they'll get help. Some remuneration back from that company for those lots that they didn't divulge that information on.
I think that's something we have to take up with their attorney. We don't think
they do. I understand. I understand. The only reason I brought it up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't want to delay the issue any longer. I think they got counsel there that he could get help with that. But we can give him that information. So that's what he's
okay.
For. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome indeed. There being no other opposition, Chair, we're going to entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion we table case number 9513 to our next regular meeting.
Sorry.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we table case number 9513 to our next regular meeting, which is on 6-1906. All those in favor of the motion, that you can vote and sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carried.
Case number 9514, Albert.